Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. I can't see you anywhere, Jason, but that's okay. You can talk to me if you need anything. Hey, you're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, out of Madison, right here on University Avenue. It's awesome. People walking by, smiling. Why not? It's a beautiful day. And also, 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK, out of Waukesha. Caca! But hey, I think, you know, I figured out something. This is like really deep. Okay, Pizza Box. Thought of the day. Better to know that you're not smart than to not know that you're stupid. And I think that's a good place to start.
That's true.
Well, hey, what better place to start than Facebook, right? I mean, first of all.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, the trolls are out heavy. I'm like, wow, where are all these trolls coming from? And you know they're trolls because, well, they're lonely for sure when you kind of scope out their profile and their page, and it's like every once in a while one person likes what they say or share.
Yeah, they want.
I'm like, wow, you got a lot of followers. Yeah, I do. I do. You just can't see them.
They always want you to cross the bridge, those trolls.
Yeah, well, that's another story right there. But anyway, so then the first one, you know, this guy that likes to troll Devil Radio. And, you know, I make the mistake of, all right, I'm an administrator on Devil Radio. Forget, you know, I can go on there as myself, Michael Dickman, or when I'm responded to something, I don't always check to see what it is. It just takes me right to it, right? So I got kicked off Facebook. Because some guy was saying something, and then I think he called me Dick Man, and then I said something like limp, you know, thing back to him. All of a sudden, I'm kicked off. And I'm like, what? For that? Oh, come on, man. Let's appeal this one. And what did I say? Oh, yeah, I think that's too harsh. It was only a three-dayer, though, because I've been pretty good, right? Ever since I mentioned Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend that now dumped him again.
Yeah.
He got dumped by Davante Adams as well. I don't know if people understand that's what happened in the process of all this monkeying around and wanting to be a good teammate and good, you know, good for the fans and all. Man, I think he just tanked the team myself when we lost. Should have traded Rodgers. Got a couple good picks for him. And
I do not disagree.
No, not at this point. It's just too much. I'm a Raiders fan now, even though I can't stand the owner. You know, Al Davis down to his son, Mark Davis. But hey, we'll see if he can come further left. He's got to hit center first. So I get kicked off and I appeal, and then it's like, oh, a little while later, oh, hey, guess what? Oh, we're sorry. You were right. That one back, and I'm like, well... Guys, couldn't you check to see it before you determine that somebody should be... Nah, it's like automatic, whatever. I don't know. You can't talk to him. There's nobody there.
Right.
And then I see... Oh, man. I got these trolls punking me on my own page. And so I started going back and forth with them. And, I mean, there were two blocks involved. I finally blocked this one lady because it was just... She's the one that... Well, both of them, every once in a while, they'd get a like from somebody, and they'd always have... There were posts that were blocked and said, no, this misinformation. Some of the stuff they said to me, ridiculous. Oh, you're going to fix that for me? I don't know. You're hiding somewhere. But I should read some of these, you know, back and forth. But actually, you know, they're accusing me being the far left and being the Nazis. I'm the Nazi? Yeah, and then, you know, oh, you guys, this country's awful because of the far left, you know. And I go, January 6th. And she's like, you still believe that? And I'm like, what, you didn't? There he is. You didn't watch it on TV? Live? I said I knew about it in November, the year before, man. Get ready for this event coming on January 6th. Who didn't know? And all these guys are getting charged. They're pleading to sedition. This is getting closer to Trump and company this way. When, I mean, come on. Jason, you organize something like that. I showed up. We both go down.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat. You liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even back the badge. At least we don't come up there and whack your asses. Thanks a lot.
I don't sit there and think, am naive enough to think that everyone who wears a badge is a good person and honorable.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, so I'll mention some stuff here a little bit down the road about cops
but
in
this
nation.
I mean, the unilateral, like, you either are for everyone or you're, you know, no. We're for, like, fair justice or a better, you know, police force, and there are ways to do that. And all we're saying is no one's ever said, oh, we want to take money away from the police. We said we want to train the police how to properly deal with situations and weed out the problem people. You know, that's kind of the idea. But nobody gets that because they just get on these big sweeping, ooh, for or against, or you're anti-blue or you're pro-blue. Anyway, I'm done with that.
Well, I'm just one of those guys that understands that he's not that smart, which is, again, better than not knowing that you're stupid. And that's what was going on Facebook. I got people talking to me and acting like, I mean, what are you, half my age? I'm at that point now. Once you get over 60, right, you're like, oh, you can't punk me when if you're 30. You haven't seen enough, man. I mean, not with that attitude, man. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. While you guys are getting dumber, I'm still learning. Wow. I mean, I learn stuff every day. I don't lose stuff every day like you guys are. Like the truth. Okay, losing the truth is, ooh. I should know. I tried to share enough non-truths in my life just to not be embarrassed, right? By the way, if you'd like to participate today, the number is 844-967-2789. And I know it's a beautiful day and you're out, you know, in your garden. But come on, man, you got a phone. You got, you know, you can follow on Facebook or download the Devil app. And, you know, you'll just have so much more. It'll be more productive. You'll feel that progressive, man, everything's going to grow. Because Pizza Box was. And you know what? I saw a farmer and somebody that's like an organic farmer, good friend at the stores. You know, probably looking for organic food if there's any. But anyway, she told me that the soil looked good. And I go, well, what about the worms? Yeah, there's worms. And she was surprised too. I saw some night crawlers. I think I mentioned when I was, I don't know, it was maybe a month ago when it was 70 for a day. Whatever day that was in April.
It was 80, yeah.
And there was one in March. That's right.
Right.
Was like, you know,
a couple days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember those days.
With
that's
like
normal, though.
40-mile-an-hour winds from the south to bring up all the heat. That's why it got hot so fast.
To be honest, but outside of those two little like day and a halfs that were warm or whatever it was, didn't it just seem like it was 2 months at 40 some degrees and 30 degrees at night every single night? Yeah. I mean, I complained about scraping frost off on May 4th, and then I complained about, it's going to be like mid high 80s next week. Now it's up 90 maybe on Tuesday. Jeez. They don't know. It changes because, you know, because climate change isn't real. It's only every hour. And you still. So that's the kind of stuff I'm fighting with these clowns on Facebook. And I'm like, wow, I'm kind of laughing, right? Well, you were probably a bully, weren't you? Bully? Yeah, I bullied a guy in a pickup that almost ran over a turtle or something. What are you talking about? I was the bully in school? I like picking on bullies. If you haven't heard my show, you wouldn't know that.
You have to. The one thing I'll say about trolls on Facebook, you get into that, is the people that are on the opposing views of people like you and me, who are not progressive supporters, and you know, supporters of human kindness, things like that.
We support life.
Right, pretty quickly, what they'll do is they'll start to tell you who you are. They'll make those sweeping statements. Well, you're this and you're that, and you don't know me. What are you talking about?
You gotta start doing that thing. It bounced off you, it bounced off me, and went back on you.
There you go. Get back to the kid stuff. Those
well,
kids,
it's a level attack.
You're right, exactly. It's crazy. I stopped engaging.
No, it's sad because there's children involved here. You know. Well, I don't know about the guy, but the woman, yeah, she had a daughter that looked a lot like her, and I'm like, wow, man, you are, like, really misinformed. I'm thinking, I didn't get too, but, you know, the name calling. Well, wait a minute, let me read your paragraph to me back to you, and then let's see if what I said wasn't true, first of all, okay, because there's a difference between name calling and, you know, and just describing somebody, defining it, properly applying it. Yeah. That's what the dictionary's for. And I know there's some words in there or that aren't in there that I guess they probably will be pretty soon, that at the pace of what our society's going. They'll have every F-bomb combination in there. There'll be like adjective, verb, action here, noun. How could it be a noun? I can't say it on the radio, but use your head. Oh, hey, there's one right there.
Hey, you know what's sometimes some of the things that certain people get offended by, say, as name calling, they're just actually descriptive words. Appropriately descriptive words, right?
Well, they are in the dictionary, yes.
Of that individual you're referencing.
Yeah.
And sometimes if the word fits, what else do you want me to say?
Hey, I'm not the one that put their ass on for a hat. Right? Hey, yeah, maybe this is part of the problem, the materialism, huh? In today's world. We'll be back in a minute.